It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Voters in St. Albans will head to the polls next week to cast ballots for or against the construction of a new parking garage. If approved, the project would be financed through tax increment financing, or TIF. For more on this and other news items of note in VPR's Public Post, we turn to Amy Noyes. She reports for VPR's Public Post, a source of community news and town meeting minutes from around the state. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
So before we get to the details on the garage, I want to ask you to give us sort of a primer on TIF. What is that?
So TIF is a way to pay for a public infrastructure project that will support development in a city or town. And the development is paid for by borrowing against future taxes that will be paid to the state.
And that's opposed to relying on businesses that currently exist.
Exactly. It's kind of like bonding, only they're not taking out a bond. They're borrowing against the state education fund.
And that will be paid back once the new development is in place and generating some state income tax revenue.
Exactly.
So this garage, why is it important that St. Albans build this garage?
So the garage is going to house 370 parking spaces. 170 of those will be reserved for state employees in a brand new state office building that's being built in St. Albans. And the old state office building is going to be used to expand an existing business, Mylan Technologies. And that leaves an extra 100 spaces for new development, for shoppers downtown. It's going to be built on a existing parking lot. So it's going to take away 100 parking spaces and add 370 parking spaces. So net gain of 100 parking spaces once you take out the number that the state employees will be using.
And of course, you know, that seems like an appealing prospect for the town, although it does come with a price tag. What is that price tag?
$13 million for the garage and for associated infrastructure expenses.
Well, that vote's happening next week. We'll be sure to keep an eye on that. In the meantime, Amy, a study conducted by IBM for Burlington found ways for that city to become smarter with its energy use. What is that study recommending?
That's right. It's called the Smarter Cities Challenge that was funded by IBM, and they've made four specific suggestions for the city of Burlington. Both long-term and short-term goals fall into all of these areas, and Mayor Weinberger is committed to implementing the short-term tasks over the next 12 months. So those four areas are completing the smart grid, looking at a possible district heat project using the McNeil Generating Station, enabling an electric vehicle sharing program, and actively promoting energy efficiency in homes and city buildings through developing programs and training volunteers to run those programs.
Any word on what the first step for the city will be?
Not yet. This is brand new.
All right. Well, we'll move south and east to the White River, where they're doing some water quality testing. What were the results of that?
A nonprofit group called the White River Partnership has been testing for bacteria at popular swimming holes all summer, and they post those results online, whiteriverpartnership.org. And the results lately have been pretty good. There have been a lot of concerns since Tropical Storm Irene that more runoff gets into the water because too much riverside vegetation was destroyed in the flooding. So the partnership suggests people avoid swimming holes when it's raining and for a day or so after heavy rain. That's when they see the highest bacteria count. But when the weather's sunny and good, there's very little bacteria that they're measuring in these tests.
Though I imagine with the approach of fall, that water's getting pretty cold.
I imagine you're right.
Well, moving even farther south, Amy, Brattleboro is building a database of artists and artist venues. Why are they doing this?
I think to market the creative economy. There's been some talk about creating an arts district in Brattleboro, and they just like to hear from all the artists so they can go into this database and build a comprehensive list of artists, art businesses, art venues in town.
And how are they doing this?
Right now, they're just asking people to get in touch with them to make sure they have their contact information.
Is this by email or website?
Sure. It's the Brattleboro Town Arts Committee. So if people wanted to call the town clerk's office and say they wanted to be included on that, I think that's probably the best way to go.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure to put a link on our website. Last item, Amy, looking ahead to next week, The town of Colchester is taking steps to mitigate traffic near Interstate 89's exit 17. What is the town doing?
Right. Tuesday night, Colchester Select Board's holding a what they're calling a local concerns meeting. And they're looking ahead to a scoping study that's going to be happening. And the study will look at long and short-term solutions to traffic backups at exit 17. That's the area where US 2 and US 7 come together at Chimney Corners. It's the primary access for the interstate for Milton and for Grand Isle County, and they get some major backups there during rush hour. So the scoping study will look for some short-term fixes, and then long-term solutions may be expanding the existing overpass.
Any chance anything can be done before leaf peeping season comes up?
I doubt it.
Thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes. She reports for Public Post, an online source of community news items. Funding for Public Post reporting is made possible in part by the VPR Journalism Fund.